Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Making Money Simple podcast. Today I'm joined by my friend Anna from @PandaBoss on the socials. Anna, how are you doing this evening?
Hi Ryan, I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for coming onto the podcast. This one is one that probably will interest people. We're going to be talking about passive income streams, what they are, the difference between passive income, active income, and then going into some of our own passive income streams and sharing some tips on how you can, I guess, start your passive income journey along the way. So I guess to get straight into it, Anna, how would you define passive income? I think like everyone has a slight different definition. Well, how would you define it?
So for me, it's literally anything that can earn you money whilst you're asleep. So the majority of it will need some sort of work up front. But if I'm sleeping and it can make me money, to me, that's passive income.
And then, yeah, no, I agree with that. I guess it is literally make, there's that famous Warren Buffett quote where he says something like, if you can't find a way to make a money while you sleep, then you're going to die poor or something like that, which is a bit blunt, but Warren Buffett, just the passive income genius by investing into all them dividend paying stocks. You sort of touched on it there, but then what would you say the difference is between passive income and active income?
Well, active income, you're exchanging your time for money, right? So it's where you have to work for a certain hour to get a certain amount of money. So, you know, your 9-to-5 job is active income, right?
Yeah. And then obviously the majority of people at some point we'll have some active income stream where they're doing like a 9-to-5 job or doing a part-time job. And I think the reality of, I guess, sort of like not the harsh reality, but the reality of building passive income streams is that you need active income at the start to normally fund them in some way.
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes people get unrealistic expectations, but the majority of passive income takes a while to build up. So you will need to live off of active income for a while.
Yeah, and even things such as like dividends are a great way to earn passive income because you can put your money into a stock or into a fund where there'll be like a dividend yield. So you'll get maybe 2-4%, which of course, if you're younger, you'd want to reinvest that money to then, you know, build and compound your wealth. But the goal one day would then be to live off of those dividends, and those dividends would be completely passive. But that doesn't happen overnight. That takes literally decades of contributions to get to that point, which I guess is sort of the reality of building passive income where it doesn't happen overnight and it really is through hard work and contributing, I guess, in that example of investing, where you can then one day live off those investments. But that's obviously one example of passive income in terms of dividends. What other examples would you give, or how have you got yourself in terms of passive income streams?
I've got quite a few actually, but the majority of mine are linked to my YouTube channel. So nice. My first one is obviously the channel itself, so the AdSense that I get from that. I think some people would argue that it's not completely passive, but I think I still class it as passive income because my videos now, back from a year ago, are still earning me money. So whilst if I stop uploading in about 12 months' time, I would probably stop making the money. My content from a year ago is continuing to make me money whilst I sleep.
That is quality.
Yeah. It's brilliant. And it does take time to build it up because, you know, the YouTube AdSense program, you need 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours, which is quite tough, I think, for a lot of people to get. And it takes a while. But, you know, there are certain YouTubers I watch who it took them like 18 months to get monetized. And then within a year later, they're like making insane amounts of money. So I think it's a lot to do with patience sometimes as well.
Yeah. And that's another good example of, just like I was saying with dividends, where you need to contribute a lot of money and then do it for years to get to the point where you can live off of those dividends. YouTube's another example where you need to put in a lot of upfront work in terms of scripting videos, recording videos, editing videos. And for the first, as you say, 18 months, you might not earn a penny, but then it gets to the point where you have such a large amount of videos as you're growing, and then all of them videos are making ad revenue at the same time, and that's when that sort of, I guess, that passive income snowball effect builds up where you can then make money from AdSense. But as you mentioned with YouTube, you can then leverage that and then get quite a few more different passive income streams. So what other ones have you got?
So the other sort of popular one that's utilized by many YouTubers, myself included, is a lot of affiliate schemes. So, for example, the trading platforms that I use, the majority of them give you some sort of kickback for people using your links to sign up. So that tends to be one of the most lucrative ways of passive income for a lot of people. And, you know, whilst a YouTube channel is great for that, you don't necessarily need a YouTube channel for it. You could have an Instagram account, for example. As
yeah,
you
that's
know,
what I do, actually. Well. Yeah, I was going to say, my YouTube channel is still very much in its infancy, but through having Instagram, I've been able to once again utilize them affiliate links to get the kickback in the form of free shares, which, yeah, is a good form of passive income in the terms of free shares that I can then put into an index fund. Now, so another example, which I know common people use, is Amazon. So Amazon affiliate program, where it's sort of the same thing with a lot of the affiliate programs. You sort of do need to build a bit of a following to actually make consistent income from them in terms of the free shares and Amazon affiliate links. So I guess it does come back to that whole point about the reality of building up passive income streams, that you need to put in upfront work in terms of making videos, making Instagram graphics, build up a following over a number of months or years, and then you can start earning affiliate income through things such as like the free share programs or through Amazon Associates. But yeah, Amazon is another very easy one where actually in March, not very much of money, but it was my most money I've ever made from Amazon affiliates. And it was like £10.02 or something like that. Which it obviously isn't life-changing money, but I've done absolutely nothing. I recommend a few books that I read through my Instagram stories and through YouTube descriptions, and then you can make a little bit of money from products that you enjoy anyway. I don't know if you've used Amazon affiliates at all.
I do, yeah. So I've got a list of my recommended books and my camera kit. So I tend to make, it's usually a few pounds every month, just as a standard, sort of 2, 3, sometimes 4 pounds. And I've had a couple months where it's been, I think, like £10 one month and £20 another. But the £20 month was someone used my camera recommendation. So
nice.
They asked what cameras I used and then bought that. So that was pretty good. But they also have better kickbacks actually for when people sign up to Audible and Prime. So if someone signs up for a free trial, so it doesn't cost them anything. If they sign up for a free trial from your link, I think it's like £5 bounty that you get.
Nice. Yeah. From my Amazon, the good thing about the Amazon program specifically is if people click your link and still buy other stuff, you still get like the kickback, which is, I've had some random purchases of stuff like hair products or some like random thing for gardening. And then I've made like 25p from that. I'm like, well, I was recommending an investing book and ended up making a bit of money for some like, for a hammer for some workshop or something. So it's quite interesting how it works. But
sorry to interrupt, but the catch with that actually with Amazon is that their cookies only last 24 hours. And I think that for me is the biggest downfall, because the majority of the other sort of schemes that I'm on, it's a 30-day cookie window.
Whereas, oh, really?
Yeah, whereas with the Amazon, it's 24 hours. So I find that a lot of people, myself included, you know, when I go on Amazon, unless I need something immediately, quite often I will just build up my basket
over
a period of time. And then when I get paid, I like check out. So
yeah, that's very true. I didn't realize some of the other ones were 30 days. What are the other ones that you use?
So eToro, for example.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure the eToro one's 30 days. But yeah,
just someone clicks on your link and then doesn't sign up for 29 days and then still signs up, you can then still get the kickback.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's good. That's actually pretty good how that works out then. Imagine if the Amazon one was 30 days. The amount of stuff that people order from Amazon, particularly in lockdown, get a few people to click on your Amazon link, you'd make thousands every single month.
Yeah. I think this is why Amazon does 24 hours.
So I know you have a great YouTube channel and make a lot of videos, and some of them are on passive income streams. So what has been your sort of method then of tracking? Because you track each one, don't you? Each sort of month or quarter, and then see how they build up over time. So what has your experience been from sort of starting a YouTube channel and then now doing these passive income videos where you're making decent money through passive income streams?
Yeah, so I mean, I track it via spreadsheets.
Classic accountant. We love to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I have spreadsheets for literally everything in my life. But it's been amazing, you know, seeing it grow from just a few pounds a month to literally thousands of pounds per month is incredible. And even with dividends, someone said to me the other day, like, it's been amazing sort of seeing them grow for you, because I remember when I first started getting really excited about like 5p dividends. And now, like, you know, in the last 3 months, I've made more already than I did in the whole of 2020 from dividends. So
yeah, that's crazy. And that just shows how it built, the snowball effect builds up over time.
It was 20 something pounds last month, which was really cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So what are some, like, the, so I guess, the challenges you've faced with when it comes to building up those passive income streams? Is it mainly at the start it was difficult because you don't really make anything, and to get that snowball effect going, it's hard? Or is it actually getting onto the programs? Well, yeah, I guess what are some, because a lot of, I guess, people listening to this probably maybe don't, haven't even started, you know, using any affiliate programs yet, or started trying to build any passive income. So what were, like, some of the early challenges you faced in getting started, I guess?
I think there's two. One is the amount of time it takes. I think that, you know, whilst it is possible to do with minimal time effort, for the majority of people, you do need to put in a lot of time.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, it still takes a lot of time. You know, I work full time, and then pretty much all my free time goes on to working on PandaBoss. And, you know, there are times when I can just leave it, and literally I will wake up in the morning after sleeping and I've had all these transactions go through.
Earning money while you sleep, we love to see it.
But in the beginning, you know, I was putting in all these hours and I wasn't really earning that much. And I think for some people that can be off-putting. I was incredibly determined, so I pushed through. But I know quite a few people personally who did give up. You know, they took a few months and they didn't see much traction, so they just gave up. And I think it's important to remember that it does take a lot of effort up front. And then the second challenge was sort of just when it did start sort of gaining traction, it was still small amounts really. And that was also tough because it was like, oh, I'm putting in so much effort and yes, now I'm seeing results, but really they're quite small. So I think the important thing to remember there is that if you're going to embark on something like this, make it something you enjoy. Like, yeah. I love talking about finance. Love it. So
that's why we're both here today.
Yeah, exactly. But I see it with people who just want to be an influencer in the next hot thing. And it shows when you're not talking about something you're passionate about and you stop putting in the effort because it feels like a job. Whereas for me, you know, in the beginning, it never felt like a job. It does a little bit now because I feel like I have more pressure as my following has grown.
Even the best content every single time.
But it's still a job that I very much enjoy.
Yeah, no, that's two great points you make. And I think, so that one you made about essentially you need to sort of think long term when it comes to passive income. And that's very similar to with investing. You need to think long term and not get caught up in, you know, if you're only investing a few hundred pound a month, you're not going to see much. But then over the long term, when it's compounding and that snowball effect's building, that's when you're going to see the proper returns and, I guess, proper return for the work you put in. And the same goes for like passive income streams. And also what you was touching on there about the whole side hustle thing of you need to be passionate about it or interested in it. I think that's key because a side hustle is a great way, first of all, to generate passive income streams, because with your 9-to-5 job, as we mentioned, that's an active income stream. And then the only really thing you can do from that is then, I guess, do like freelance work or consulting on the side, but that's still an active income stream unless maybe you hire people or start your own company or partnership or something. But with a side hustle, it's really, you need that passion to keep going. I guess, yeah, at this end, at the start, there's not really much return or results or following, but then because you're interested in it, you keep pushing through with it. And then with a side hustle, the great thing is, as we've already talked about, you can then have, you know, YouTube revenue, Spotify revenue, different products that you've created can earn you income, all these different affiliate schemes, AdSense. So it's sort of one of the things where not only a side hustle is good in the sense that you can make your passion, monetize your passion, I guess. There's also so many different passive income streams that can come off of it, which is why I think it's probably key for most people to start some sort of side hustle. It's something that interested about. I know we're talking about personal finance here, but it can be anything really. Dogs, knitting, baking, football, FIFA, literally anything you're interested in, people will watch it. And you can then build that online following and presence where you can then leverage different platforms to earn passive income. So I guess that's quite a good segue into briefly touching on side hustles. Would you give any other tips specific to side hustles other than needing it to be a passion or interest of yours?
I think with side hustles, it's important to have them be, this is like a really weird tip, but I feel like it's worked really well for me. Have them be something completely different to your day job. It's something that I realized when people used to ask me, how are you not exhausted? I used to work, you know, before I started my YouTube channel, before all the, you know, before the world ended, I used to work in like a bar / restaurant part-time. And then full-time, I was an accountant, obviously. So I used to get up at 6, go to work for 8, and then sort of leave just about 3, 4, get home, and then go to work at the restaurant about 5 o'clock, and then finish about 10, 11 at night, and then do it all again. And people used to be like, how are you doing this? Like, I could never do this.
You're a machine.
Well, I thought about it because I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, how am I doing this? Like, I never really stopped to think about it. But when I did, when I stopped to have a think, I realized the answer was, during the day when I was doing my accounting work, it was mentally draining. And there is no way I could have lasted then coming home and working on other mentally draining work. But the restaurant and the bar was not mentally draining. It was physically draining. And it was refreshing because I was on my feet. I was interacting with people. I was doing fun stuff and not really having to use much of my brain power. Yeah. So it was exhausting in a different way. And it complemented each other.
So then by the end of the day, you were physically and mentally exhausted.
Yeah. But it was fun. And, you know, it's weird because I sat sort of on the desk all day, it was nice to get the exercise in and walk around. Like most days I was getting like 15,000 steps a day, which was crazy. So I think that's my biggest tip is, you know, if you work in a physical job during the day, then make it more of a mental job if possible, as your side hustle, or the other way around.
I like that tip, actually. That's not one I've heard before. And I think that's a really good point. And I think that also illustrates the point about when it comes to side hustles can be active. Although I guess the dream is to have like a YouTube channel or something where you can earn passive income streams. You can go down the more active income route in a sense of doing like a bartending job in the evening, do some tutoring, which I know you do dog walking, do other things, which you can then, I guess, put that money into, say, the stock market, which hopefully can then one day grow and give you passive income. But I guess to quickly finish on then, Anna, to wrap this podcast up shortly, what would you say are some, what are your like biggest passive income tips you could give someone? Is it really just sticking at it and not giving up? Because I know you mentioned that earlier on, and I have found a similar thing with on Instagram. A lot of people ask me who are just, particularly people just starting personal finance pages, any tips you can like give me. And there's obviously a million different tips and all this algorithm stuff you can talk about, but I think a lot of it is just really staying in the game. Like when I started making content on Instagram over 2 years ago, I'd say 9 out of 10 accounts who were all similar size to me at the time no longer exist anymore, whereas I'm still going and like putting out content. So would you, is that probably like the biggest passive income tip, to first of all have a passion and make content on it and then just keep at it for the long term? And then if you can't monetize it, you're still enjoying yourself. If you can and quit the day job, then perfect.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway. And it's quite funny because I remember back when I was like a teenager, and it kind of plays really well into what I was saying about being passionate. I just wanted that whole like being an influencer thing. And I think I had like a beauty blog or something like that.
Oh, nice.
I remember I used to babysit for someone who had a company that was about sort of search engine optimization. And I was like, hey, like, do you mind, like, would you be able to do like the SEO optimization for my blog? And he was like, if you're still here in 12 months time, I will do it for you. And I didn't really understand it when he said that. But about like 7 or 8 months later, I'd given up on it.
Didn't get a free SEO.
But I was bored of it. And, you know, the world is saturated with, you know, influencers in every area. And, you know, don't let that put you off, but just know that it takes consistency. So I do think sort of consistency is key. But also, you know, do it for a reason and build an audience, but not in the way of just thinking about it as followers. Actually build relationships with your followers. I sort of do my best to reply to every single comment, every single DM. Like, I'm struggling now, but I still try. Even if it takes me a week to get back to someone sometimes, I will do it. And I think a lot of people value those relationships, and, you know, you will go far when people actually begin to care about you as a person.
Yeah. And a good thing about that is if you then provide, help that person out with their question, particularly as we're making content on, you know, finance, so we probably know more than the average person. If we can help someone out with their specific question, that could then potentially be like a, someone that's going to support you for as long as you make content, which can then be, yeah, brilliant. That's the ultimate dream, really, where you have people sort of following you on different social platforms and supporting your content over the years, no matter what you're putting out. But Anna, thank you very much for coming onto the podcast. It was interesting to chat about passive income streams. I know that definitely, I was going to say one of the topics of the day, but they have been a hot topic for literally like 5-10 years since the internet was created and everyone wants to get passive income. But yeah, I know people can find you at PandaBoss on social media, and you've got a great YouTube channel where you upload weekly. Is there anything you want to plug here at the end before we drop off?
No, honestly, just thank you so much for having me. I can't even speak. Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun and it has flown by really quickly.
Yeah, nice one. Thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you. Speak soon.